Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Greg of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Hey, Matt. You know, I flip around. I listen to MSNBC and CNN and even Fox to keep up on what they're talking about. And, you know, they've been, the Republicans have taken some pretty good hits here lately with McCarthy and McConnell being cowards and listening to their lies. And in January 6th and everything that goes along with it. But, and then here we got Sean Hannity. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts on that, too. But here he is, got the hotline right to Trump's chief of staff, Mark Mulvaney. Like, you know, what do you want us to talk about tonight? How can we help you? I mean, it's blatant. I mean, I wish people would stop calling them news organizations because they're not. They're just the right. They're the right hand of the Republican Party. I mean, when you're calling the president's chief of staff, texting him and asking him what he needs. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, how do you trust anybody like that? And what they've been doing is Republicans have been taking hits so that they give Ron Johnson a call and they say, "Come on, Ron." But he's on yesterday on that Faulkner Focus. I don't know if you've ever heard her. But she's just a far-right hitman for the Republican Party. That's her whole show. And she gets Ron. You give Ron Johnson a call when they need a hit on the Democrats, and that's what they use him for. And he's more than happy to go on there and talk about whatever he thinks, you know, the Democrats are doing bad, Hunter Biden and all that. But they don't ask him about McConnell. They don't ask him about McCarthy. They don't ask them. I don't talk about their own colleagues. They're not a news organization anymore, but I'd like to get your thoughts on that and what you think of Ron Johnson being that guy that they could call whenever they need a hit on Democrats.
Yeah, excellent point. Yeah, here's what happened. Back in the 80s, we had a fairness doctrine that governed over-the-air broadcast. Now, Fox is cable, so it wouldn't have been covered by that anyway. But in general, for any over-the-air broadcast, you had to have equal balance between a point of view. So you couldn't have had a Rush Limbaugh on radio because if he spewed out his garbage for an hour, you'd have to let somebody on the other side. They got rid of the fairness doctrine back in the 80s. And the theory was, look, let's basically deregulate media and people can just have their own station. So yes, you have talk radio that's right wing, and then you have other talk radio. You have Tom Hartman or you have Devil's Advocate. The problem is, and when I say problem, this is reflective of something a lot deeper. Right wing radio eclipses other radio in listenership. And the sad thing is, on the cable, Fox eclipses MSNBC and CNN. And so people are tuning into it. This country is very, very divided. Now, even if I were a Republican, or say I were an independent, or myself as a Democrat, it's one thing to watch somebody like Wallace on Fox, who finally left because he couldn't put up with it anymore. But you look at Tucker Carlson, and he attacks the United States. He attacks Ukraine, and his stuff is put on Russian TV. He's a traitor to the United States. If he'd done that in the Second World War, he would have been imprisoned. The difference is there was a declaration of war in the Second World War, and right now there has not been a formal declaration of war. He hates the United States. He hates liberal democracy. He went over to Hungary. There's a Viktor Orban over there who's essentially a Russian pawn. He's the one who said the FBI was behind the January 6th insurrection. He's the one who said that it was Ukraine that had these secret bio labs and Russia had to protect itself. He's lying. But people are watching him. Now, who are they? Are they a rabble? Are they brain dead? No, they're not. They're Americans. I have a feeling that some of them take it with a grain of salt. But some of them, quite frankly, on the left, you know, MSNBC has come up as the prime counter to it with a lot lower ratings. You have constant attacks from the left, the far left, on identity politics and that kind of thing, and people don't want that either. So that's what they're left with. Now CNN is somewhere in the middle. They're not doing well either. People are polarized. They're polarized. The networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and obviously PBS is great. People aren't necessarily looking for that either. So what do you do about this, Greg? Well, I do not believe in regulating the media. So I think that you leave it deregulated and people can do this. And the truth is that Biden still won by 7 million votes and 30 electoral votes. Hillary Clinton won with 3 million popular votes and just a whisker in the electoral column. And it took Russia interfering, and it took Comey, which is what did it, announcing just before the election he was investigating her. Didn't mention Trump, but he was investigating Trump for collusion with Russia. And there was he was investigating Hillary Clinton on a non-issue, and she narrowly lost. You know, she only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. She only lost Wisconsin by, I think, 27,000 votes. She lost Pennsylvania, I think, by 70,000. It's a huge state. She carried those three states, she would have been president. So we still have the majority in the House right now. We still have a very slight majority in the Senate because of Kamala Harris's vote. So people do ultimately see through this, but I don't watch Fox, to be very honest with you. You know, a lot of people and friends of mine and people I respect a lot in the Democratic Party do watch it occasionally to see what's on. I think what's on is garbage. Sean Hannity, and especially Tucker Carlson and Jesse Waters. And with Jesse Waters, there's kind of a cruelty to Jesse Waters. I don't like his smile. Now, you know, that's me. But and some of the other people, Pirro and the rest of them, they're very harsh, violent in speech. And I get it, what they're going to say, and I don't need to hear it. But other people do. I watch CNN and I watch some MSNBC. And I read a lot of papers. I read the New York Times every day in print, in paper. I read the Wall Street Journal every day, which is a conservative paper. And I read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel every day. You get a good sense. You get a good sense of the news out of all that. You get a good sense of the news out of all that. There's nothing in this country right now that's depriving people who want to know the news of getting the news. But some people are lazy and some people just want to be an echo chamber and they want to hear people who agree with them. That's what's going on. And, you know, it's very, very hard to, you know, legislate that the other way. So you're absolutely right. And you have a stronger stomach than I do because I can't watch Tucker Carlson. I'm watching Putin's agent. I am watching a guy who is defending a genocide in Ukraine and lying about it. I'm watching a guy who's watching our democracy be destroyed through the January 6th insurrection and lying about it. Okay. Well, when I have to watch Putin lying or Sergey Lavrov lying, at least it's only for 20 seconds on the evening news. But it's painful to see a guy. This is a guy who went to Trinity College in Connecticut and St. George's Prep School in Rhode Island, in Middleton and Newport, Rhode Island. He got a great education. And this is the way he acts. This is the way he acts. He's a creature of privilege, and he is helping to destroy his country, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. So that's my view. You can't legislate him off the air. If there's ever a declaration of war, he's going to prison, I'll tell you that. But other than that, I don't need to talk to him. I do not need to watch him. Going to a break. The lines are alive. I know you're on there. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break.